Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Max Kaiser joining us from Paris, coming up in about 15 minutes. Webster Tarpley is our guest. Webster, I like Mike, and I've tried to build him up, got him a show here on Genesis. This is, I invited you over here a long time ago, but the point is that it scares me that he's giving Barack Obama so much of a benefit of the doubt, when clearly they're saying they're going to stage some big event for him. He's going to do things that are unpopular with the Democrats. He's talking about cutting teacher pay. My point is he isn't, the mainline liberal. He claims he is. He's saying bigger corporate bailouts. I mean, McCain was for actually bailing out Ford and GM. He is against it, just like Bush is, Barack Obama is. He is for none of the money going to the American people. He has four times the Goldman Sachs money, three times the Wall Street. And, when I bring that up to Mike, I've heard him on his own show saying that McCain's gotten more money, and today he had to admit that wasn't the case. I mean, this is an example of people hating George Bush for 8 years and then not understanding that at a primitive level, they are just being manipulated here. And like you said, Obama is a complete puppet.
I think it's partly being blinded by hatred. Hatred of Bush, Cheney, and the neocons. And again, this is all understandable, but it's never good to be blinded by hatred. Christianity actually has a good point on these things. The other thing would be hatred of Hillary Clinton, which also he seems to think we're back in the primaries and not in the general
election.
Well,
I tend to agree with him that she was the anointed one. She's the one Limbaugh tried to get elected. I mean, she's the one Rupert Murdoch gave money to. They did want to have Hillary in there.
Yeah, but look at the mainline trilateral Bilderberger, Rand Corporation, Rockefeller, Soros. That was Obama the entire time. Naturally, they have to bet on several horses because there is this problem of getting through the primaries and so forth.
But what does scare me is I'm getting threats and things and people saying I'm a racist because I don't like Obama, and that has nothing to do with it. I post the video of his youth brigades, and people call up saying, what's wrong with youth brigades? And then you heard Mike, what's wrong with the fairness doctrine where you can't have any political editorial comments on any radio? I mean,
I found that astounding. Look, there are two things working. The arguments about the Obama birth certificate. Again, the only thing I want to see is the full detailed vault copy of Obama's birth certificate. Until I see that, he is an illegal alien, and Phil Berg is still waiting for his response from Justice.
Well, Webster,
David,
I disagree with you that's the biggest issue. For me, it's the carbon tax, the eugenics.
No, there are many issues. We would go through, we'd need several hours to name all the issues, and we can do them in priority order. Here's the question. It's the Annenberg fact check that is out there arguing that Obama has put this issue to rest. Now, Annenberg,
he worked for him.
This is a foundation, and that is what Bill Ayers worked for. The main power inside the Annenberg is the terrorist bomber Bill Ayers. And again, these weathermen don't go away so easily for me. I saw them destroy SDS. I saw them destroy the student movement. I saw them destroy the peace movement. Other foundation provocateurs destroyed the Martin Luther King movement after King had been assassinated. These are wreckers. These are the grave diggers of any popular movement. And if you put somebody like Obama into a position of leadership, he will destroy any potential. He's already destroyed the impeachment movement and the peace movement. Obama has already accomplished that. So I want to say, Alex, I don't get money from any foundation. I think it might be useful for people to make a formal declaration. Are you foundation funded? Because a lot of our left liberal friends, right, a lot of the people who write about fascism, right, the various Naomi Wolfs and Naomi Kleins of the world, these are people who I believe are funded by foundations. Certainly quite a number of them are. The other question is the emotional need that is satisfied by being part of what I regard as a fascist mass movement. In other words, it makes you feel good to be a part of a big social movement, a fused group, if you like.
One more segment with Webster Tarpley and Max Kaiser from Paris, France. This is the GCN Radio Network. Stay with us. Transmission continues.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverINC.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Another 5 minutes or so, I'm going to play a clip from Max Kaiser on international television. He'll join us for an hour. We're going to have Beth Harris pop in briefly, and then, of course, we're going to have pop in briefly. You know, I said I'd take phone calls. We'll definitely take your calls for Max Kaiser, I promise. He's got so many guests, so much analysis, but I will take your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. But I hope it's on the economy or the wars or the election, and, you know, not on chupacabras or anything. Webster, I agree with you. I see the whole establishment behind Barack Obama. I see him announcing total carbon taxes, bankrupting our energy systems. Those are his words. He represents the Club of Rome, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission. He's surrounded by insiders. He is slick. That, you know, they use Bush as kind of their bad guy, their front guy. Use the neocons as their birdcage liner. Now they're putting in new birdcage liner. They're getting all the liberals ready for huge, quote, disappointments. He's saying massive increases in defense budget. So they're going to have the right wing supporting him and all the warmongering, and the mainline limousine left, the poverty pimps, supporting him. And well, I mean, let's play this clip. This is the audio, not just it in the Chicago Tribune, but the audio. First time they ever endorsed a Democrat, by the way. See, they're establishment. They're Wall Street. They're the mercantile. They endorsed him. All the big boys. So let's go ahead and play this clip of the youth brigades. And you read the fine print of this, you can read more into it. This is literally domestic spies in uniform spying on you. Here it is.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Now, let's stop right there. $1.055 billion defense budget this year. It's actually bigger than that, but that's the supplemental and the main package. $1.055 billion. Now, he said just as big, just as strong, domestic. Well, that's what they've been setting up since continuity of government in 1984, even before that, and then the youth brigades as part of Secure Corps, part of AmeriCorps, and Neil McCain proposed, you know, similar things. The point is that, folks, you're going to get change. It's going to be hellish. And you, and it wasn't Webster Tarpley who said this. It wasn't Phil Berg. It wasn't Alex Jones. I've tried to stay out of this until I just couldn't ignore the facts anymore. It's amazing. And don't think we're trying to get him to win today. I know Tarpley hopes so. Like, it doesn't matter. The point is, maybe we need total tyranny. Maybe this is the medicine all you idiot liberals need, who are going to suddenly love wiretaps and police state and torture. All the things he's going to continue in more wars, not less. They're just going to depoliticize it and not make it left-right anymore, and the war will just be forgotten about. That's what they said they're going to do. But this is true fascism that I see materializing, as Webster saw before I did. And it's coming in the form of a black man. He isn't going to run a single thing. He's going to be the titular head, the figurehead. Webster, I can rant and rave about this all day. The own people on my own Infowars.com, in the stories we post about him calling for this giant, and if you read more, it's a youth brigade. They're on there saying, so what? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with the fairness doctrine? What's wrong with having spies everywhere? I mean, my God! Well, I mean, you know, people are so sold out to hating Bush, just like they were sold out to hating Clinton. They supported Bush. Now it's the same psychology, but worse, Tarpley.
Paid bloggers from Bangalore, India, and the Gaza Strip, their third world sweatshop bloggers that Obama has hired to send in. Now, obviously, one of the things that fascism does is it says that the one-party state is going to control everything. The political party, the trade union, the women's group, the sports club, the bowling league, all of this has to be brought under the National Fascist Party. And then you have a youth organization. Mussolini had one called Balilla. Of course, the Squadristi, right, was how he got into power. Hitler had the Sturmabteilungen. He had this other organization, Hayot, Hitlerjugend.
We're going to see if Naomi Wolf and others suddenly don't like the police state when Obama gets in. Because they're all saying martial law under Bush. No. Martial law through the continuum of the military-industrial complex system.
I would say it's fascism through a gutter movement of hooligans, thugs, fervently idealistic students, and hysterical, crazed left liberals. And the way out of it is defeat Obama today, defeat anybody who voted for that bailout, come out of this with divided government. You have two gangs. One is more powerful and more dangerous than the other. The only hope is to play one gang against the other, institutionalize that for 4 years, and try to get a breathing space to work out an actual programmatic alternative, which, in my view, is going to have to be New Deal measures to crush Wall Street and bring on an
Webster
economic recovery.
Webster, isn't going to happen. Their messiah, they're calling him president of the world in Newsweek, the messiah, the leader, Jesus. They're calling him Moses.
What a wonderful thing it'll be if he's defeated. People, that will be regarded as a victory for the American people.
Well, I'll tell you why I know he's going to win and why I know he's the establishment man. Fox News for 2 days, when I watch it on the treadmill and the stair stepper in the garage, keep saying, well, I guess Palin's going to be back home now. She's going to be happy. Well, you know, he's going to lose. And they have Rove coming out saying he's going to lose, McCain. They have all these other strategists, the focus group people who have been caught staging him, saying no way McCain can win. And then I see the neocons even supporting Obama.
Of course, they're a bunch of unemployed adventurers, and they're trying to attach themselves to Obama for jobs and careers.
But how can the left not see that?
Because of what I said before, the joining a fascist mass movement fulfills immediate emotional needs which these individuals have. They feel that they're alienated, they feel that they're isolated, and they feel that by becoming a part of the mystical body of the nation and partaking of the mystical authority of this charismatic leader, that they can somehow become whole.
And that's what gives the government
Obama in the springtime was, we have broken souls, and it is the Messiah Obama who can touch our broken souls and make us whole again. In other words, we can overcome alienation. Now, this is right out of Mein Kampf. There's an entire, a chapter in Mein Kampf that talks precisely about this. So nothing new under the sun. It's just
that that's what Hitler did, is he energized the grassroots. But, Webster, you're absolutely right. I mean, even mainline news is implying he's world leader now, and he's looting everything, stealing everything. But because he's the anti-Bush, it's okay when he's really lockstep with all of it.
Yeah, look, the idea that Bush is the worst that the world holds is a very, very superficial point of view. People should let their imaginations run wild a little bit and think about how things could get 10 times worse than Bush, 100 times worse than Bush. One is, under Obama-Brzezinski, we go to confrontation with Russia, and you get a Topol-M ICBM down your stack, which so far under Bush you have not had, and forced labor and hyperinflation and kinds of economic sacrifice with this tap-and-trade idiocy, this global warming hoax, things that Bush and the neocons never dreamed of. Bush said, go to the shopping mall and buy things and support your country that way. The Obamazoids say that was obscene. That was a scandal. They want austerity, sacrifice. They want to cut the standard of living in half. Remember, you can't take your
government
debt where you want it.
They can't have the car you want. They put the police state apparatus in under Bush. Now they're bringing in the savior. And I feel so sorry for everybody because, folks, it's going to get bad. I really feel sad for black folks that are trying to have some pride in this, and I don't blame them, but they have no idea. This is a eugenicist. This is a evil, very, very, very wicked system. Webster, I want to get you back up tomorrow for about 30 minutes in the aftermath of all this. When is it good for you tomorrow?
You tell me. Anytime, like the same time as today, if you like.
Yeah, let's just have you on at noon for 30 minutes tomorrow. And the anointed one's going to be put in one way or the other with the voting machines, and then that will cement to the left that the voting machines are supposedly legitimate. It's just on every front. This is it. This is New World Order trickery 101. Webster Tarpley, thanks for talking to us.
I wouldn't count the American people out just yet, but remember Obama the Postmodern Coup and Barack H. Obama the Unauthorized Biography at Amazon.com as well as at your store.
I'll see you at the North Pole, Tarpley, when we're up there in a FEMA camp.
North Pole, Alaska. I've actually been there.
Take care, pal. Oh, man. Unbelievable. I went through this 8 years ago with the Bush thing, all these Republicans. We thought you were good. We hate you now. Now the liberals, we thought you were a liberal. What's wrong? Oh, come on, folks. I mean, what? Is there not anything you won't buy? Let's go ahead and play Max Kaiser, part of it, on international television. We'll come back to him after the break. Here it is.
Well, joining me now on the phone is Max Kaiser, the journalist and broadcaster, live from Paris in France. Max, Goldman and Morgan now subject to regulation. Isn't this what critics of their highly geared dealing have been demanding for years?
I'm not so sure, Ashton. I think this is a great way for them now to hide any close examination of their books. I think this is actually in the cards from the beginning because, as you know, Morgan and J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs have been involved in a tremendous amount of, let's call it euphemistically, money laundering over the years. And now by becoming a commercial bank, I believe that this is going to insulate themselves from any real close examination because they're going to be behind the firewall, behind Hank Paulson's firewall. You know, Hank Paulson has effectively hijacked the U.S. financial system. He's no different than the 9/11 hijackers as far as I'm concerned. He's a financial terrorist. And he's taken the U.S. banking system to the edge of the abyss, all for the benefit of the shareholders and his cronies at Goldman and J.P. Morgan, the U.S. taxpayer, the U.S. citizen, unfortunately, is going to get the short end of the stick.
But doesn't the new regulatory provision, because they will now be holding companies, mean that we can expect loads of SEC, U.S. Treasury officials all flying around the world to Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs' offices, checking all the records, interviewing the staff, checking on probity?
Yes, but at the same time, as this coup d'etat has taken place and given Hank Paulson dictatorial powers to determine what is fact, the information that should be disclosed or not disclosed, combine that with Bush's dictatorial powers to declare a state of emergency at the drop of a hat, I don't think we're going to see any of this information is going to see the light of day. It's just like, you remember Building 7 on 9/11 is where they had all those Enron records and those Twin Towers collapsing. Was kind of a cover to keep those records from being examined. You know, these guys will stop at nothing to keep their dirty laundry a secret.
So even all the auditing companies.
All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Max Kaiser himself.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. Election Day, November 4th, 2008. Gold opened at $744.40 this morning. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $767.45, $383.72 for the half ounce, and $191.86 for a quarter ounce. That's $767.45, $383.72, $191.86.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and trust. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Max Kaiser is the inventor of the virtual specialist technology, prediction markets, Hollywood Stock Exchange, and a lot more. He's a TV presenter, radio host, entrepreneur, broadcaster, and journalist. Some of the biggest networks in the world. He's a presenter for Al Jazeera English and a blogger with Huffington Post. He's also the host of a weekly radio show, The Truth About Markets. And he's been listening for the last hour while we've been attacking Lord Obama. And I was talking to him in the break. I said, let me guess what your whole view on this is. It doesn't matter. It's the big international banks running it all, and presidents are basically puppets. But we'll get his specific take on that right now. Max Kaiser, thanks for coming on with us.
Alex Jones, nice to be here.
You bet. We're going to be talking for the next hour, and we're opening the phones up in 20 minutes, I promise. But Max, your whole take on this, I mean, you're against the bailout, the banker takeover, Lord Obama's for it.
Yeah, Alex, I mean, you know, before we get into the Obama thing, you know, let's look at the economy for a second. You know, since I was on your show last time, there's been some news events. You know, the thing about it in the U.S. is you have to understand that it's a different kind of a gulag than a gulag are used to. You know, when people think of gulag, they think Chinese gulag, they think forced labor. But the American gulag is forced consumption. 70% of the economy is consumption. It's a forced consumption. It runs on people overindulging, and it runs on cheap money. Now, this whole banking crisis that started a year and a half ago was the result of that cheap money spigot being cut off for a number of reasons. And we've had a period now of this so-called deflation, which is really just a hoax, if you will, a deflation hoax. And just this past few days, Alex, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but the inflation spigot is being turned on once again to fuel the consumption gulag in America. We've got something like $500 billion in new U.S. Treasury notes that have to be sold immediately to fund the deficits. So the hyperinflation that, you know, you were talking about 18 months ago and Peter Schiff was talking about and Jim Rogers is talking about, you know, there was a break. There was a pause during this deflationary period when we saw oil collapse from 147 down to the $60 range. But now that's all going to reverse and we're going to go back to this hyperinflationary scenario, which is horrible for the U.S. dollar. It's horrible for the American consumer unless they, you know, sign up to this casino gulag consumption state, as I like to think of it or refer to it as. So those all those bets are back on the table. So going forward, just so your listeners keep that in mind, the idea of buying gold and silver to protect yourself, that's still very much in play. And don't get fooled by this big deflation that we've seen in the last couple of months. And the reason for it has to do with the big geopolitical workings out there. You know, Russia invaded Georgia. Russia was getting too big for its boots. And they decided that, you know what, Exxon might be making a lot of money, but we don't want Russia making much money or Venezuela making a lot of money. So they took these markets down. They took these markets down in anticipation of trying to help the Republicans. Let's face it, the Republicans are supported in part by big oil. But now that the inflation, but now that the election looks like it's finished, basically, today you saw oil spike $7 in a single day. That's an historic spike because they can't hold the they can't keep the genie in the bottle anymore. The hyperinflation story is very much back in play. You haven't talked about it recently, Alex, because you had a fake rally in the dollar. But I think that fake rally in the dollar is coming to a close.
Yeah, that was other currencies falling. And yeah, also not just manipulation. You had a lot of speculators dumping their stocks, dumping things, liquidating so that they could cover their margins. That's another reason we saw some of the bubbles burst. But you're right. They've signaled only a total devaluation of the dollar. So how fast do you see the hyperinflation setting in?
Well, it's going to happen with a big bang because they are, if you look at the money supply numbers, M3, M2, M1, or MZM, which is money at zero maturity, these numbers in the last 2 weeks and 3 weeks have absolutely historically skyrocketed. So it doesn't take long for that to filter its way into the general economy. And, you know, the story that you've carried on your show with guys like Peter Schiff and others, and that's that primary story of the hyperinflation that was interrupted by, as you point out, the currencies were dumped, and there was a spat of what's being called deflation. But that's ridiculous. All that's going to happen is that all the bankers that got bailed out with your taxpayer money in America, they've got your money. Now they're going to buy gold. So you're going to be left without any gold because you were challenged, you maybe had weak hands, maybe you sold some of your gold, and now who's going to be buying that gold at the cheaper price?
Well,
the
exactly. We have gold dropping while people can't buy it hardly anywhere. Talk about free market. This thing's totally rigged where people are grabbing it and snatching it up worldwide. You can't find it, but its price is plunging. Max Keiser, let's talk about that with you when we get back. He's also a former Wall Street broker. I mean, this guy has just been involved in everything, and we're really honored to have him with us. And your phone call. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Another 50 minutes or so, your phone calls. Francis, Scott, Jake, Stephanie, Josh, many others are coming up. Here's Max Kaiser on international television talking about 9/11 and the financial dictatorship.
Yes, but at the same time, as this coup d'etat has taken place and given Hank Paulson dictatorial powers to determine what is fact, information that should be disclosed or not disclosed, combine that with Bush's dictatorial powers to declare a state of emergency at the drop of a hat, I don't think we're going to see any of this information is going to see the light of the light of day. It's just like, you remember Building 7 on 9/11 is where they had all those Enron records and those Twin Towers collapsing. Was kind of a cover to keep those records from being examined. You know, these guys will stop at nothing to keep their dirty laundry a secret. So
even all the auditing companies that now these banks will have to be scrutinized by under federal law.
To what auditing companies? The ones that have been discredited for the last 10 years and gone out of business, like Arthur Andersen, who's auditing Enron, for example, the auditing companies, the rating agencies, the Treasury Department, the Federal Reserve Bank. This is a criminal syndicate. This should be investigated under RICO. These guys are wholesale thieving of trillions of dollars.
All right, that's Max Kaiser. Max, let's get into what's really happening with the economy and Wall Street. And the reason I bring up Obama is because he's certainly in their hip pocket. So is John McCain. Do you see any changes in policies?
Yeah, Alex, I'm going to have to ask you again. I mean, if we can just pick up on this thread for a second on the gold and silver market. Just as we went to break, you were talking about how gold, the physical gold price is double what the paper gold price is. And the paper price has been manipulated down by these so-called deflationistas. And you can't get gold and silver for anything less than 50, 60, and sometimes 100% premium. Now, this is what I hear is going to happen in December. My understanding, Alex, is that in December, the COMEX in New York is going to be busted. The COMEX in New York is short gold and silver beyond what they can deliver. Come December, there's going to be a raid on the COMEX from some very large international players. And as you know, we do a lot of international press, you know, all over the world. I'm hearing this from a lot of people around the world. They're going to do a raid on the COMEX and bust the COMEX and demand delivery of silver that they do not have at the COMEX. They've sold short bullion that they do not have. When that happens, when that story gets out, gold will double in a day. Gold will double in a day. If you don't have the gold now, it'll be too late because it'll be doubled in a day. And I'm hearing this in December. There's going to be a massive, and I'm hearing it might come from Russia, because Russia is not happy with how this Bush administration has manipulated the price of oil down to the $60 level to help their buddy McCain. And they're hurting. Now they're saying, okay, what the hell with you? We're going to bust open the COMEX in December because we know they're short silver and gold. They can't deliver it. They've sold short more than they could possibly deliver it. And they're going to shut that market down. And that's going to be a massive dislocation in these markets. So again, I urge people, position yourself ahead of that. The dollar is absolute toast. Now, on that clip that you just played, you know, that whole building number 7, you know, the COMEX, building number 7, all that stuff down on Wall Street is completely corrupt to the bone, to the absolute core. And you know what's ironic about the whole thing, about the 9/11 event, is that I was talking to brokers 2 weeks before the event, and they had heard the rumor of exploding airplanes, and they were buying puts on airline companies. So you've got brokers who are actually working in the Twin Towers who are speculating on exploding airlines. I mean, that's what these bankers are all about.
Max Kaiser, let me stop you.
They're speculating on their own demise.
Max Kaiser, let me stop you right there. I mean, you're a prominent guy. You know, you have an international television show, international radio show, very popular website. You don't make stuff up. I've been following you for a long time. I know that you've always been very, very accurate in what you say. Specifically, you were on Wall Street. You were working where? As much detail as you can, because we have a lot of other mainstream reports where people on Wall Street were warned the towers were going to be blown up. There was going to be a disaster. There was a FEMA drill there the night before. You're just another one of these witnesses. Tell us specifically.
The rumors are out there 2 weeks in advance, and you can see it in the trading pattern on the airline's put.
No. I understand the record put options against American and United. You specifically, go back to where you were, what these people said to you.
Well, if you look at those options, they were skyrocketing in a price volume. And there was a rumor on the street that these options were trading as if an airplane had already blown up. So there was a rumor. How can that be? There's no airplanes that have blown up. Now, you do a little research, and you find out that a lot of these contracts are going through the offices of Alex Brown down in Maryland.
Yeah, Buzzy Krongard.
Who was that Alex Brown in Maryland? Oh, a guy named Buzzy Krongard. Buzzy Krongard then moved over to CIA, worked with George Tenet. So now there's a pipeline with the CIA, Alex Brown, where all these puts were traded 2 weeks before the event. And I used to work at Alex Brown. I worked there in 1990. I know. I met these guys. I was working on Wall Street at the time.
Okay, but not
guys.
Just the record
That's how
puts.
I hear these rumors. I talk
Max
to brokers
Kaiser,
all day
Max
long.
Kaiser.
I hear rumors all the time.
Max Kaiser, not just the puts. Specifically, you're saying you were on Wall Street and you heard guys in offices going, yeah, something about exploding airplanes. Let's put puts not just on airlines, specifically on American and United. What did you hear?
At the time, I was in Europe. I talked to brokers all day long. There was a rumor on the street that all the action, the put options, was getting people's attention. And looking at it afterward, you see that all this action went through Alex Brown. Alex Brown's a stone's throw from Washington. And if you look, type up Buzzy Krongard on Google, and, you know, the story starts to come into focus. There was information out there 2 weeks in advance about look at the puts. I mean, I'm a banker, broker, financial analyst. Look at the action in the puts themselves.
We know about all that.
The 9/11 report says, based on the puts, the volume in these puts, it suggests that there was insider trading. However, we are not going to pursue that in any great detail. Well, why not?
It's a clear case of insider trading. When you see action, anytime there's a merger or insider trading, there's a huge spike in the volume of the puts or the options or the stock. And that's investigated immediately because that's a telltale sign of insider trading. If you look at the action on those options, it's a telltale sign clearly that information above and beyond random information.
No, I understand. It was record put options on American and United. We're very well versed. I put a film out 6 months after the attacks that covers that road to tyranny, 9/11 road to tyranny. What I'm asking you is, as a financial analyst, as a financial consultant, as an expert, you yourself say you remember asking, hey, why are there record puts on United and American? And your colleague said something about blowing up airplanes.
That was the rumor. That was the talk. I mean, it makes sense because you think about it. It's because they acted like you saw after an explosion. That's where the volume and the price action was after an explosion. So the comment you heard was, well, why would it happen like this now? There's no explosion, you see? It was people were asking that question, why now? And then you talk to brokers, and the ridiculous and absurd thing is that you're talking to actual brokers on the street who were speculating on ultimately what became their own demise.
Amazing. Okay, let's get back to gold. I mean, they're admittedly manipulating and suppressing it. Why are they so afraid of gold?
Gold is the banker's worst enemy because gold represents real money, and it's a limited supply, and you can't run up huge multi-billion, trillion-dollar debts like you can with a fiat money currency if you have a gold standard. It's a check and balance that would prevent the bankers in the world from engaging in what we've just seen over the past 20, 30 years, this huge Ponzi scheme based on fiat money and debt. You know, everyone has seen the film Money is Debt. Everyone understands, I think, now that the Federal Reserve and the Treasury, they simply issued trillions of dollars worth of debt. It's not money in the sense that it has any value. And this creates wage slaves or the casino consumer gulag state in America where people are wedged in cheap money. And right now, the economy, after being going through a heart attack because of the credit seizure from 18 months ago, they have ramped up another half a trillion, trillion, $2 trillion, $3 trillion, $5 trillion with a fresh credit, fresh debt. And it's going to restoke the consumers, and they're going to be back buying their iPods and back buying their, you know, cheap food at cheap prices, and they're going to get that consumer gulag casino state ramped up again. And this is going to take the value of the dollar down as it was going down up until 6 months ago. The dollar index was hitting post-World War II lows. It got down to 70 on the index. Now it had this rally, a bear market rally, into the 85, 86 range. It's topping out now. It's going to resume its downward trend, break through 70, and head a lot lower. And, you've had a guy on your show, Peter Schiff. He's an excellent analyst. He's an excellent writer. He's got a book on us. And I would also point out that Peter Schiff has said something. Let's get into the Obama situation a little bit, if I might.
Go ahead.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, the Obama situation, Obama coming on as president of the United States, you know, even guys like Peter Schiff, who are fiscal conservatives, I think is a fair statement. He has suggested something, and I want to bring it up with you. I agree with Peter Schiff on this. You know, millions of Americans out there have been shafted by the bankers, and they're sitting on negative equity in their homes. Right now, there's legislation in America to convert non-recourse mortgages into recourse mortgages. So in other words, instead of being able to walk away from your negative equity home after having this predatory loan forced down your throat by unscrupulous bankers, you're not going to be able to walk away from that loan anymore. Because it's a non-recourse loan, it's going to be converted to a recourse loan, which means you're going to be on the hook for, you're going to have your pay garnished, you're going to be in debtor's prison, you're going to have to face that mortgage debt head on. What Peter Schiff is saying, and I agree with him, is people should just walk away from that debt anyway and stage a massive civil disobedience.
No, I agree with you. Let me just stop you, Max Kaiser, because you're great at breaking down the basics. We have this international consortium of private banks, an intergroup. They terrorize the public, and they threaten Congress with martial law through the executive that if they don't pass it, they say, we've got to have the money this week. Now, a month later, they haven't given any of it out to any, troubled mortgage securities. Instead, the banks are on record in the New York Times bragging, oh, we're keeping the money and giving each other bonuses, you know, tens of billions of bonuses at Goldman Sachs alone in each division in each country. I mean, just no transparency, corruption like we've never seen before. And then, as you said, they've changed the law so we can't declare bankruptcy. They're moving to try to say we can't get out of mortgages and we can't even walk away. I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, how much do they plan on squeezing us? So give the listeners from your expertise the basic breakdown of what we're dealing with.
Well, you're dealing with the banking establishment has really gotten full of itself beyond anything I think anyone could have possibly imagined, even during the most excessive periods, even during the Mike Milken phase, even during, you know, the corporate raider phases, even during, you know, the greatest excesses of banking largesse, the J.P. Morgan phase, you know, going back a century. This is really the most unbelievable wealth confiscation by a small group of bankers on Wall Street that we've probably ever seen in the American history. And quite possibly, you know, look, I've looked through history in other countries, other periods. This ranks as one of the most unbelievably egregious wealth confiscations by confiscation by a small group of bankers really in history.
And they're just getting started.
Well, they have. It's very difficult for America. See, this is my point with Obama. And, okay, you know, the point is this. American people, no matter who is going to be president tomorrow morning, it's still incumbent upon the American people to take action for themselves. And I say, you know, they say Obama's going to be tested. Is it going to be a showdown with Iran? Is it going to be a showdown with this country? The showdown for Obama is a showdown with the American people. The American people still need to stand up, and as people have suggested, including Schiff, I think this is a great campaign. There should be mass civil disobedience, mass walking away from these mortgages, and stick it to the bankers. Say, look, we're not going to pay
but
these
bankers.
But see,
that's why they're putting Obama in as a puppet, so that everybody thinks there's been change when the very same financial institutions that really run things are going to continue. So for Obama lovers, you need to realize he's a puppet, just so your precious Obama doesn't get the blame. I agree, he's a puppet. And he's not going to deserve the blame that's coming. But Max, I agree that the financial crisis is the biggest thing we face. But what do you think Biden and Powell and all of them, Brown, Merkel, Barroso, what is the crisis with them naming the date, the 21st, the 22nd? Powell, it's on Meet the Press, it sounded like a financial crisis. With all the others, it sounds like a military crisis. You've got your ear to the ground in a lot of high places. What are you getting told?
I'm hearing about a currency devaluation. The U.S. dollar gets devalued.
Yeah, and
the U.S. dollar gets devalued in one shot, just like you saw in other South American, Latin American countries.
And they've been holding that up for the election, which would show the establishment really was for McCain.
Well, you know, that's one narrative. You know, I just look at the numbers, and the numbers are that the U.S. dollar can no longer function as a world reserve currency. Our creditors in America are demanding payment in their own currency, Chinese yuan, Japanese yen. They don't want to play this game anymore.
Yeah, explain that to people. Explain that to the listeners, because you're international. You're in Paris right now, you know, covering all this. The billions that the shareholders are getting and the billions that the CEOs are getting per company in the bailout money for themselves as bonuses, they're converting that to other currencies. They're buying real assets, aren't they?
Well, there's two questions. Yeah, number one, that's right. I think this pullback in gold and silver have given those people who amassed, who were taking the bailout money, and they've basically trashed the precious metal markets, and I think they're going to be the biggest buyers of precious metals right now with America's bailout money. So as they devalue the currency, and that could be the big news coming out in 2 weeks' time, is that, okay, the U.S. dollar gets devalued. That means that stuff like precious metals are going to be jumping in price. And guess who's now going to own all the precious metals? Because all the suckers who got scared by the deflation scare sold out. I own a ton of gold and silver. I myself was questioning my own belief in my own work because the sell-off was so bad. I mean, and I've been looking at it for 25 years. Think of all the people out there who are not, you know, professional,
who are thinking, God, this touch of title story is not going to work. Getting out, I'm going to go back into the dollar. I'm going to go back into this, some of these other things. No, they're going to get wiped. They're going to get their clocks cleaned as the dollar gets devalued and these metals go a lot higher. The other question you're talking about, I think you're asking about, is the role of the dollar as a world reserve currency. Is that another question?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. So since World War II, since Bretton Woods, and you hear leaders all over the world saying, we want a new Bretton Woods. What does that mean? That means a new world currency order backed by gold. But since World War II, the Bretton Woods has established a system where all the world's currencies are convertible into the dollar, and the dollar was convertible into gold. This went on until 1971, and then all the currencies became free-floating, and they all became fiat currencies. But still, all the world's commodities, like gold, for one, but oil for another, they're priced in dollars. So if you live in another country, you live in China, you live in Japan, you live in Venezuela, you live in any other country in the world.
Stay there, Max Kaiser, got a break. So, when they announce the new world monetary system, which the UN and the IMF have announced, they will then announce it's no longer the dollar, that will be the signal, and then we will be completely enslaved and totally bankrupt.
With the days getting shorter and the nights getting longer, being out after dark increases your odds of being mugged, assaulted, or even worse. Studies show 45% of violent crimes happen after dark. No matter where you are, being unprepared in the wrong place at the wrong time can be extremely dangerous. That's why you need to visit pepperspray.com. Protect yourself with our Mace brand triple action pocket model, which contains pepper spray, tear gas, and a UV dye, making most attackers think twice. For only $12.95, pepperspray.com also carries hundreds of less than lethal self-defense products, including personal pepper sprays, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Visit pepperspray.com and enter coupon code GCN when you check out and receive 10% off your order. What are you waiting for? Visit pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the new world order.
All right, look, I want to go to your calls on the election and what's happening on the economy. Max Kaiser can speak to all of it, well-versed guy. But Max, they're going out to break. Do you think they're going to announce the 21st or 22nd? I guess they're already announcing it. They say a new world order run by the banks, off the dollar, the very banks that engineered it now. I guess it bought up the world with our currency, and they want to leave us holding the bag. I guess we'll have to pay for it in taxes and in inflation. And then I guess we'll just be left with Obama's youth brigades to make sure we pay up.
Yeah, it looks like the talk around the world and in Europe is, you keep hearing this phrase, a new Bretton Woods. That means a new monetary order incorporate the fact that the dollar is just too weak. They've got to recalibrate the global economy in such a way that the dollar is going to be the big loser because there's too many of them. You know, there are the money supply is just too great. There's no production in America. There's no jobs in America.
Yeah, the bankers took our money, devalued it to buy up real goods and services for themselves, build their new world order, and now they're going to leave us holding the bag. Max Keiser, how bad is it going to get?
Well, I mean, the U.S. is I mean, in terms of what? How bad is it going to get for? I mean, think about it. The money in your pocket is going to be cut. The value is going to be cut in half. I mean, so you can do the math, figure it out yourself. Whatever you have in savings.
Yeah, folks, you think it's bad now? Notice GM's about to go under. They're saying, and the government says no money for you. But all these foreign bankers, oh, here it is. It's all for you, baby.
Well, it's just they're simply the way that they're going to get out of this. The way that they're going to approach this, this new Bretton Woods agreement. It's going to effectively devalue the currency. Look at the history of countries like Argentina, for example, is a brilliant example. America's
exactly.
going to go through the same thing. You know, America's been telling the world, through the IMF and the World Bank and all these organizations, how to run their economies, accept these conditions, you know, accept us managing your economy. And while they take all the resources and they destroy their economies, now it's going to the chickens are coming home to roost. Now the world is telling America, we don't want your stinking U.S. Treasury government bonds anymore. We don't want your dollars anymore. You know, if you want to borrow money, you're going to have to borrow it in Chinese or Japanese or European currencies. We're not going to take any more of your dollars anymore.
Max Keiser, the bottom line is it's going to get crazy. Go ahead.
Well, it's the U.S. lifestyle that has been developed over the post-World War II era is coming to a close because getting back to the world reserve currency, you know, and how it works is that the U.S., when the U.S. needs money, they sell these countries bonds, and when the interest is due on the bonds, they simply sell them more bonds. So it's like you got a checkbook, and anytime you want something, you write a check. But the deal is the person who you wrote the check to never cashes the check. And this has been going on for decades. Now the rest of the world is saying, wait a minute, we're not taking your bad money anymore. You can't bounce your check anymore. We've seen the Hollywood movies. We know what you're about now. We don't want their bad money.
But, Max, let's go one layer higher. Sticklets, all of them, going a new world order. International banks will set the world's prices, the currencies, the stock rules, the banking rules, the brokerage rules. They're the ones that engineered all this and used America as their engine and as their bad guy and as their muscle. And then they're all up there smiling like Cheshire cats posing as savers when they engineered it all.
Right. Well, that's why I'm saying to the people in America who listen to your show, you know, why not stage a revolt? You know, it worked in the 1776 period. Why shouldn't it happen again? You know, as Jefferson said, democracy has to be refreshed every 50 or 60 years, you know, no matter what it takes. And I'm saying everyone should band together and say, you know what? We're not going to pay our mortgages to the bankers. We're going on a strike. We're not paying these mortgages. To hell with you.
All right, stay there. Max Keiser, we're going to be back in 1 minute and take phone calls immediately as we start the next hour. Online stuff's going to get rocky.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved.